I want to take a few minutes now to remember a man whose photos of injured American vets returning home from war earned him a Pulitzer Prize and who died way too soon yesterday on assignment for the Washington Post in Liberia. Michael Dusile was only 58. One editor at the Post called him one of the world's great photographers. Kenny Irby at the Poynter Institute was a friend of Michael's. Tell us about Michael's most recent assignment for the Washington Post in Liberia, if you would, Kenny.
Well, Michael was fiercely committed to the story of Ebola and honestly portraying and documenting the experiences of the people in a region of the world where poverty and conflict had relegated them to unknowns. He really was committed to telling this story, even at the risk of his own life.
It's poignant that he succumbs to a heart attack while covering this medical emergency. Why all this dedication to the Ebola story? What did he tell you?
You know, he was one of the most principled photojournalists that I've ever met. He was committed to the journalistic principles of shining light in dark places and giving voice to the voiceless. He had been in Sierra Leone before. He had covered the experiences of people in that region of the world and was drawn to actually volunteering at the Washington Post to be able to cover this story.
Now, he took this really amazing picture, a beautiful moving picture of an 11-year-old orphan named Esther who was just weeping, tears streaming down her face as a doctor tried to console her before she was released from care in Monrovia. I mean, his photos are like that, very, very personal. I'd like us to hear what Michael Dusile said recently about respecting the people that he photographed.
It is not an easy thing to see people lying on the ground dead or dying, or to watch someone where they are helplessly trying to get treatment. It is not easy, but I feel that we have a responsibility to tell the story, and we have a responsibility to tell the story in a poignant and a respectful, dignified way.
This has been a part of his spirit and ethos from the beginning. He really felt this sense of and great need for showing compassion and preserving the dignity where you have individuals who are not getting the best medical care and are, in addition to starvation and hunger and homelessness, which is all a part of the complexity of life in that part of the world right now. He really felt that if he could preserve their dignity by showing them compassion, respecting their humanness. And he did that by the way the camera angles, the lighting, the proximity that he made. He was willing to get close when he was able to. He actually donned the protective gear so that he could get as close to people as possible, and even in the circumstances as the medical workers.
This didn't start in West Africa. He had photographed earthquake survivors in Haiti, crack addicts, Hurricane Rita survivors in Louisiana, wounded Army vets. Is there one of his photographs that will always for you define who Michael Dusile was as a photographer?
No. There are numerous photo galleries of Michael's work in my mental photo album, and I think it would be unfair to try to identify one single frame out of an individual whose life has been committed to documenting the experiences, both horrific and the harmonious experiences. It was really interesting that you see his body of work, and he was able to show hope in hard times, in dark places, as well as the tragedy.
Kenny Irby with the Poynter Institute helping us to remember photojournalist Michael Dusile. Kenny, our condolences to you, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.